USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
"I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for United States Senate."
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh reportedly considering challenging President Trump in a Republican primary. There are multiple reports that Walsh might declare he's running as early as this weekend. He was a one-term member of Congress and has been a conservative radio host since. The former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford rumored to be considering running as well. Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron making it clear he's not pleased that producers have booked former White House press chief Sean Spicer as a contestant on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, which will begin next month on ABC. Bergeron saying on Twitter he's been urging producers to stop making divisive bookings. Spicer says,
"I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week, and hopefully entertaining a lot of folks and not embarrassing my family and my daughter."
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL great John Elway is disclosing that he was diagnosed with a progressive medical condition 15 years ago that leads to a serious hand disability. Though it can be corrected by simple surgery, he told NBC's Today Show that he became unable to pick up or hold a football because of Dupuytren contracture, also known as Viking's disease. He said it forces the fingers in towards the hand, and while doctors had recommended surgery, he said he'd had enough of those surgical procedures during his playing career, so he opted not to get it. He says there are treatments, though, that he did do over the past couple of years that have helped his situation. He's now become a paid spokesman for the company that provided the treatment. Major League Baseball has given its players a warning, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
They're saying that players should be careful if they're using over-the-counter sexual enhancers. It could result in a suspension. The league says the over-the-counter products may contain some prohibited performance-enhancing drugs. The memo warns that the products present a real risk for players that undergo regular drug testing. The league also points out the medical risk, advising players who need medical attention to contact licensed physicians. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.